Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple minutes in front of 4 o'clock here on The Fan. Knicks Pacers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Part of this odyssey where there are four straight nights of playoff action at MSG. The New York Rangers took care of round one, session one, with a victory yesterday. Number two is tonight at Madison Square Garden, Knicks Pacers. Tomorrow is number three, which is game two, Rangers Hurricanes. And then Wednesday night, the odyssey of four straight night ends with Knicks Pacers. This is craziness. This is something we have not seen in such a long time. You got to turn your mic
on. Marbles on the table, Evan. The first go-around we had of this 2 weeks ago, we went 4-for-4.
That is true. We did have this now 4 days in a row.
We got the loss in the Garden Game 5, Nick, but we went 4-for-4. We're 1-for-1 so far. Will we get another 4-for-4 with the Knicks and Rangers four straight nights at the Garden?
You want my prediction?
Yeah.
No, we will not. Jimmy Butler over the weekend, and I think he may have been having fun. I think he may have had like a drink or two in him, and that's okay. It's the offseason. When your season ends early, like it did for Jimmy Butler this season, unfortunately due to injury, and then his team got knocked out, you could have fun. So he is being interviewed, you know, kind of like a man-on-the-street interview.
Yes.
And in the process, decides to take shots at the Boston Celtics, your New York Knicks, Josh Hart, and Tom Thibodeau. If you haven't heard it, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Butler uncensored.
If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be Josh Hart. I love Tibbs, but I don't want Tibbs. I love Tibbs. I love you, baby. I want to beat you to a pulp. You want me. I don't want you. It's like a one-sided relationship. You in love with me, and I love you, but I'm not in love with you. You know what I'm saying? Love my brother, mama.
First of all, I could tell he had a few. And that's great. That's good. As long as you're being responsible. I say that to my wife all the time. I could always tell when she's a little tipsy. And she could tell when I'm a little tipsy. So Jimmy, a little tipsy. Couple of things for Jimmy Butler. And I want to say this respectfully because Jimmy Butler is a tremendous basketball player. He's earned a nickname called Playoff Jimmy. How many NBA championships has Jimmy Butler won?
Zero.
He's won zero.
Yeah.
Okay, zero. He's won zero championships. He's got to stop talking. He's got to stop talking as if he's the king. You're not the king. Now, did you have a couple of good postseason runs? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Including last year, I give you all the credit in the world. But stop talking like you're freaking Kobe. Stop talking like you're freaking LeBron.
You were still
talking like that.
Still a loser on the Sixers when they were losers then.
Look.
Didn't elevate them. A loser on the Timberwolves when they were losers. So, yeah, he's been great with Eric Spoelstra in Miami in terms of playoff success, but ultimately not a title. So stop acting like that.
Like, if he had won a title, I would look at that kind of arrogance and say, okay, yeah, I'd have sent you home, Boston. I damn sure would have sent the Knicks home. By the way, that's a little bit of a shot because it wasn't just I'd send you home, too. It was damn sure I'll send you home. And while you sent him home last year, dude, you're acting like you got rings all over your fingers. What have you done? You've had a couple of surprising runs to the NBA Finals? I mean, that's not exactly what legends are made of. So that's number one. Number two, he took a shot at Josh Hart. Josh Hart went out in the postseason, and I don't give a rat's ass if you were out there defending him, and shot 40% from three. He just sent the Philadelphia 76ers home. I mean, put some respect on his name. And then the other thing was, and this is good, I'm glad he did this, he eliminated all the rumors that are going to come out of, should the Knicks go after Jimmy Butler? Should the Knicks go after Jimmy Butler? Because that's already going to get out there. Jimmy, Miami, Pat Riley, they may trade him, they may move on. Well, Jimmy already told you he don't want you. He don't want Tom Thibodeau. He wants to beat Tom Thibodeau. So I'm glad he did that. Now, let's get to Pat Riley. Pat Riley had his season-ending press conference today, and he had something to say about one James Anastas Augustine Butler.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut.
Oh, Patrick, my man, Pat Riley.
I love it.
That was awesome. And we don't need to hear the full context, by the way. You just needed to hear that. He basically told Jimmy Butler, shut your mouth.
I love when legends get old to the point they really don't give an F anymore.
He don't care.
Yeah, and Pat Riley never cared, but he really doesn't care. It's so reminiscent of anybody's grandfather yelling at a Friendly's waitress because they're at a maple walnut ice cream. That's exactly what that reminded me of with Pat Riley. He don't care. And he's right. Well, You're not out there. You did get hurt. Shut the bleep up and let those teams play.
You know what else it is besides being older and not caring and basically just telling you how he feels? I think he echoed what I said but did it in a different way. Pat Riley, and I understand that there is still a very, you know, kind of angry spot for many New Yorkers at Pat Riley for the way he left, for going to Miami, for everything that's occurred over the last 25 years, and I respect it. You should never love Pat Riley if you're a Knicks fan. You can thank him for what he did here,
right,
but obviously he's become more of an enemy than anything else. But Pat Riley knows a damn thing or two about winning. He kind of does.
Yeah.
The Showtime Lakers, I'll leave the Knicks out because he didn't win here. Miami with Dwayne Wade, obviously the big three, the Heatles. And so to Pat Riley, losing in the NBA Finals like Jimmy Butler has done twice, that ain't good enough. Like, that may be good enough for a loser fan like me. I've seen that. That was kind of cool. But for Pat Riley, who's got more rings than he knows what to do with, Pat Riley probably looks at Jimmy Butler and says, oh, that's adorable, Jimmy. You've had some good runs. You know who I've been the executive? You know who I've coached? Let me just give you a couple of names. You may or may not be familiar with them. One's name is Dwayne Wade. One's name is LeBron James. One's name is Shaquille O'Neal. One's name is Irving Magic Johnson. One's name is Kareem. So, like, I don't know about you, Jimmy, but I know something about winning. And I think that came from a place of, dude, who the hell are you to open up your mouth? And yes, not for Knicks fans, because Jimmy don't want you. And trust me, you don't want him. I think it's on the table. Pat Riley trades his ass.
I would, too, by the way. I would. He now is showing signs of getting injured. And if he's opening up his mouth like that, why should Pat Riley tolerate that? And Eric Spoelstra, if you're Pat Riley, has shown he could coach anybody and
That's
figure
right.
out how to be competitive and how much of that had to do with Jimmy Butler. It's absolutely absurd that Jimmy Butler acted this way, said this way. Oh, by the way, easy to take shots at the other teams who haven't won like Jimmy Butler has. If Jokic and the Nuggets were in the East, is he making that same stupid drunken comment? No, because he couldn't beat them.
That is true. By the way, I'm going to be simpatico with Knicks fans right now. No troll, like dead serious about this. I want Jimmy Butler in a certain place. Like, I want him traded, and I know the team I want him to end up with. And trust me, we're all going to be together on this if you believe me and trust me as an IBO. Except this isn't IBO. This is I'm a fan, and I know this will backfire. I think Jimmy Butler is on the back end of his career. Mm-hmm. I think he's injury prone. I think he's vastly overrated, and I think he's going to cost you a lot. So, obviously, friendly-wise, I wouldn't want him on the Knicks for your sake. I think that'd be a bad decision. And I think most of you guys would agree. Like, you would not want to trade for Jimmy Butler, nor should you be thinking about that. I certainly don't want him on my basketball team. But I tell you where I do want him. There's a place I want him because I know their loser fans would be so excited. They'd be like, oh, this is it. We got it now. We've righted the wrong. And I know, just like you know, just like we all know, it will backfire. So please, for the love of God, Pat Riley,
I want you to send Jimmy Butler to Philadelphia.
Back to Philly.
I want him back in Philly so all those losers could say, we're righting the wrong. Jimmy's back. Playoff Jimmy. That'll help Joel Embiid get through the second round. Obviously, this year, only the first round. And I'm telling you right now, you could write this down. You could lock it up. If Jimmy Butler ends up in Philadelphia, and I give it like a decent shot, it will be such a beautiful disaster. And we will all love it. Like I'm a Net fan. I'm one of seven. So is Sean. Loogie is a Knick fan. We are going to be arm in arm, kumbayaing, watching the fire burn in the city of Philadelphia if that deal goes down. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we could definitely agree that we hate Philadelphia. So we could send him any broken down, aging player. I'm all for that. But I'm not going to talk. So you mentioned this earlier in the show, by the way, Evan, and it's the Odyssey app. You can go back, listen, rewind. Some of my Knick fan friends are making the connection, right, with Tibbs and Butler.
No, don't do that, Knick fans.
I agree. Memo to Knick fans. This is the coalition of Knick haters. It's not about next year. There's a freaking playoff game tonight. Who cares about Jimmy Butler? Who cares about Devin Booker? Who cares about Embiid? Focus on tonight. If they have issues in Miami, let them have issues. In fact, you know what they really should do? Bring that loser Kevin Durant to Miami, and then they could suffer with the heat. Or you could send Butler to Philly. Either way, focus on the playoff game. Don't allow the coalition to seep into your brain.
I'm not suggesting anybody to the Knicks.
And I'm not suggesting you did.
Thank you.
I'm just saying across the world, there is a coalition, perhaps you lead it, but I think in this spot you're not, that wants us as fans to think about the offseason. They want to cap it. They want to say the ceiling is Eastern Conference Finals, so worry about getting another player. Don't focus on that.
I will lead this charge for you, Knick fans. Do not think about the offseason. You got a series to start. Now, speaking of the coalition, Coalition of Knickators, did you hear who's joining the broadcast tonight? And unfortunately, Knick fans, we no longer have the option to flip to MSG.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed MSG because Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier to me is like magic. It's a close second to Ian Eagle and Richard Jefferson, but it's close. But it's very, very close. There is no MSG, so you have to watch TNT. And joining, I think it's Brian Anderson. And joining Stan Van Gundy is a third person. Who's that third man? If you think I'm in the coalition, if you think Richard Jefferson's in the coalition, well, let me introduce you to my dear friend, Reggie Miller.
Oh, that's a joke. Seriously, no, that's a joke. No, you can't have a Pacer legend and a hated guy in this town do the game.
Oh, no.
Then get Oakley on the broadcast or Grandma Ma, then they should be able to counteract it.
You don't get to complain about that, Loogie, because as the games get bigger and more pressurized.
No, don't you dare compare Mike Breen to Reggie Miller. Mike Breen and Reggie Miller aren't in the same stratosphere.
Mike Breen will be looking to hand out double bags.
No, he will not. Not nationally, he won't. Not nationally, he won't. Mike Breen.
Yes, he will, and he's a professional. But let's be real.
He's a legend. He's a professional. And if you know what? If he wants to do a triple bang when the Knicks win the title, then the people in Denver just have to deal with it. You can't have Reggie Miller on this game. Seriously, though. You can't do that.
Can I be the independent observer here on this?
You were an Iho earlier. Let's be an Ibo now.
Loogie is right. Mike Breen is Ian Eagle. Like, they do not show any of their biases. I would not count him. But if this was a year ago, and it's not anymore, we have a different crew. If this was 1 year ago, I would be bringing up Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson.
Right.
But I can't. I mean, because they're not walking through that door.
Well,
now we've got
way,
Doris Burke and J.J. Redick, who you don't even care about.
Mark Jackson would have been perfect for the series.
Like, well, no. I'm talking about this series, yes. I'm talking about in the NBA Finals, if the Knicks had gotten there or had advanced, and we were getting Van Gundy, who is loved by Knick fans and is still mostly closely associated with his time with the Knicks, then Loogie would have a problem. But right now, we don't have a problem because Mike Breen is not the same as Reggie Miller. You can't do that.
And they're playing the Pacers. There's going to be a million Knick legends in the building tonight. Put one of them on the broadcast with Reggie, and I'm fine that.
Don't make me the bad guy as a New Yorker here. We are greedy, selfish pigs with our broadcasters in New York. We have the cream of the crop, play-by-play, color, all of that. All of these markets like Indiana have had to deal with, and this goes for all the sports, all the New York people. You could deal with a little Reggie Miller tonight.
There's a difference between New York people and Reggie Miller.
In that building.
Reggie Miller.
You think a Brave fan wants Ron Darling calling a game on TV?
Oh, come on.
You can't compare Ron Darling to Brave fans. I understand what Reggie Miller did.
The better comparison would be Chipper Jones on a Mets Braves broadcast. Like, how would we deal with that? Would we be happy with that?
I got to watch Troy Aikman call how many Giant games, and you just deal with it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's a fair point.
No, listen, the Knicks being on
Tony Romo now.
It's a fair point.
The Knicks being on TNT is a disaster anyway. We know Barkley hates him. We know Shaq hates him. We know Reggie Miller hates him. He's a freaking Indiana Pacer legend. So of course we have to watch this game on mute tonight because it's basically going to be this, you know, promotion of the Pacers, the young upstart Pacers and Halliburton, and they're great. And they're this. Oh, and the Knicks. Oh, there's Spike Lee. There's all these actors. It's a disgrace, and it's this constant coalition.
But you know
of
what
Knick-haters.
You need to do, Loogie? Can I give you advice on this? Because I've experienced the playoffs as a Met fan, as a Net fan. Football's completely different because we're always dealing with national announcers. And what I try to do is not worry about what they're saying. Like, my biggest worry is my team. And so I don't even hear half of what they're saying because my brain is just malfunctioning in terms of stress and motivation. You know what I should just do? Should I just take Loogie to a game again? Should I take him to Madison Square Garden tonight?
Would you want me to do that?
Would that make you feel better?
Of course. The Knicks are back. Damn right they are.
No, I'll think about it. Okay. I'll let you know before the show ends.
Would your back allow that?
Would my wife allow it is the better question. And the answer is no.
Probably right.
Probably not.
And I understand where she's coming from.
Let's go to Eli in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Eli?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Jimmy Buckets, you know, I'm sure we all have done it. You know, when we drink, you know, we tend to say a lot of hot takes, and then we wake up the next morning and regret it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I give Jimmy a pass here because I've done it myself, and I'm sure some of you guys have too.
Yes, I think we've all done it, but his boss just publicly, like, you know, admonished him. I mean, that's the reality. Forget about what I think about it, or if Knick fans give a rat's ass about what Jimmy has to say. His boss, Pat Riley, came out and basically said, shut your mouth.
And his boss is way more respected by Heat fans than Jimmy Butler is still.
Yeah. Let's go to Lenny in Staten Island. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What's up?
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for putting me on.
No problem.
Look, I've been a Ranger fan since like 1965. I've seen it all.
Look at you.
Yeah. All right. I have a few points, if you allow me to make them. I would appreciate it.
Sure, go ahead.
First, Sean, don't get too cocky. A series can change on a dime.
No doubt.
And I'm not even talking.
I'm not cocky. I'm just confident.
And he should know that based on the way the Devils series changed on a dime and based on the way the Tampa series two years ago changed on a dime, up 2-0 with a lead in that
game. Look at Dallas this year. They lost the first two games at home, and they won the series.
No doubt.
So you have no idea what's going to happen. Just keep that in mind. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a long series with the Rangers win, Lenny. That's all.
Yeah, look, I think that...
By the way, I don't think that's a hot take either.
What?
They're already won one game. It was clearly a battle. I don't think saying the Rangers in 6 or 7 is some kind of hot take where you're being cocky.
Sean, you're leaving out the part where earlier in the show, and of course you could rewind on the Odyssey app, you were planning the parade route. Yeah, I mean, are we just ignoring that you said that? Like, you were planning the weather forecast for it.
Evan, where did we go last Thursday?
Where did we go last? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay. And when we had talks with management about logistics, what did they say? We need a little more time to plan, right?
Yeah, because initially we wanted to do the show in front of people in Philadelphia. And then, you know, rightfully so, the architect and our new boss, Ryan, said, hey, great idea, guys. Could you give us a little bit more time? And I said, yeah, sorry, I didn't know the Knicks would play the Sixers. My apologies.
Do you think a parade route in Lower Manhattan that might feature 1 million people at it is something that takes a little time to plan?
So why do you need to plan it?
I just
what are you the mayor now?
Well, there's a lot of people listening here. Okay, we were afternoon driving FAN. I'm alerting everybody. It's time now to realize this is likely. So let's get the parade plans in order.
How exactly do you plan for a parade? What do you pick out your outfit a month and a half in advance?
Well,
like, what do you do?
What's the paper that's going to be shredded for ticker tape? How many of those barricades do you need, and what corners are we putting them on? Have we even made the keys to the city that get handed to Capo Caco? You need all of those things done. You don't want to be caught. Maybe you hand out T-shirts. Maybe you run extra trains on Metro North Long Road. Everybody logistically needs to be involved. And I'd start circling, you know, a Tuesday or Wednesday and try to get ahead on that Farmer's Almanac on a good forecast day.
Rangers are very, very good. I'm sorry, Ranger fans. I apologize. I know he's pissing you off, but he's very excited. He's planning the parade route. Nick's in Pompton Plains. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
I had 1 point, and now I have another.
Nice.
So I'm stop talking. As a Ranger fan, I just can't.
Nick, get on board, like, baby. Get those replica Stanley Cups made out of foil.
My other point is, when are we going to see Netflix going to live sports? I mean, they're streaming the Tyson fight in July. You were talking about this before, how, like, a lot of people don't have Netflix because it doesn't have sports. it's looking like they're starting to transition more and more into that. What is that going to do for the market? Like, how many streaming accounts are we going to have just to watch sports?
I mean, that's the problem. And what Netflix has been doing recently, and you mentioned the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. I don't know if you want to consider wrestling a sport. If you don't, that's fine. But they added Monday Night Raw, and they've also added documentaries. So they are clearly getting into sports, but they're not going live sports. And I'm not sure if they are going to go to live sports. Now, the answer to your question is, how many streaming services do we need? It all comes down to your interests. Like, if you have wide amounts of interest, you may end up having to get all of them. Like, I find myself as a subscriber to most of them. I think the only one I don't have, and I'm not trying to take a shot at them, I just don't have a reason to, is Paramount Plus. Like, I haven't had a reason.
I don't either, actually, now you say that.
You know what? I think I had it for a month because they moved Melrose Place to Paramount Plus.
Oh my God.
I was in the middle of binging it, and they had taken it off, I think, Hulu. So I had to go to Paramount Plus for a month, but then I lost interest in Melrose Place. I fell out of it about season 5. I never finished the job. I may have to go back.
The original or the reboot?
The original.
Was there a reboot? I don't even know if there was a reboot.
I think there was, but no, I'm talking about the original because I was a big 90210 guy.
Oh, so you started later in life on Melrose Place.
Well, I never started on Melrose Place. Like, literally, only thing I knew about Melrose Place was they'd promote it during 90210. And I never got into it. Time before DVR, never did it. So it was about, I remember I was binging it during middays because I would sit at Barclays Center in the parking lot or where I parked the car and I'd watch it.
Nothing fires you up more for a Net game than Melrose Place.
Well, for a while, when I would go to a Nets game while doing the middays, I would drive to Barclays Center at 3 o'clock, park my car, and just wait. So I needed something to do. Otherwise, I couldn't go to the game. I'd go to less games, obviously, because that's took a lot.
A Subway footlong tuna and 3 episodes of Melrose Place.
Correct.
Need to go watch Paul Pierce on the Nets.
That's right. I was after Paul Pierce, but it was worse than that. It was when they were bad. It was like 2018. I think it was like 2018, yeah. I was watching the first year of Kenny Atkinson. They're losing 55 games. But don't worry. I'm seeing if those two roommates are finally going to hook up. Elizabeth Chu? No. Matthew Chu. Somebody's last name was Chu. And he finally hooked up with his roommate. Then they got into a fight. They broke up. They both left the show. Yeah, that's a theme song.
Wow. And that's all on Paramount Plus, huh? What a pop you gave him.
You're welcome. But I think in terms of how many services you're going to need, it's all about your interests.
Yeah.
But streaming services are blowing up because they're all getting into live sports.
And I don't know, as a sports fan, how you really cut the cord to begin with. I still pay for DirecTV.
How do you cut the cord? Well, it depends. If you watch every sport,
yeah,
you almost need, you need a lot.
Yeah. And I don't like being delayed either.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean delayed?
Like 30 seconds behind compared to whatever, because I'm a gambler.
Yeah, I don't know how they fix that, because that is one of the issues with streaming services. Like, when I live bet, usually against my own teams, I have to wait until, in baseball, the half inning is over, and in basketball, same thing.
Not ideal.
Yeah, it's not ideal at all. Scott's in North Plainfield. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I was listening to you guys talking about the Tom Brady roast last night.
Yeah.
First of all, it was totally hilarious. I'm definitely going to watch it again tonight because I'm sure there's stuff that I missed in it. I think Bill Belichick actually stole the show. You guys were talking about A-Rod being the next possible athlete to get roasted. I have somebody who's better athlete, and definitely doesn't take himself seriously.
Go ahead.
And I think it's not Pete Rose.
Ugh. Why did you walk Pete Rose? That's an interesting idea. Why? I mean, I'm talking to you. You walked him.
Yeah,
you
went, here's the thing.
You have a stomachache.
I'm about to be 37 next week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
When's your birthday?
May 13th.
Are you expecting something?
Expecting something?
Like, are you expecting me, Loogie, and Tiki to get you something? I'm asking a simple question.
Not at all. I won't even be here for it.
I'll take you to a Met game on May 30th. What do you think of that?
Great. Okay. As long as there's no Ranger game. Anyway, because I think that we've reached a point in culture where we're kind of over Pete Rose.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, Pete Rose is kind of like a sad fringe Sopranos character that keeps appearing places now. Where you just kind of, now you've turned to the point where you were once like this great person. You looked up, not a great person, but you know what I mean? Like a great character.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, what happened to you?
They'll all be at the Garden tonight, by the way.
You know, I'm just saying, how many times on a ping pong table does Pete Rose need to sign autographs in Vegas? Like, we don't need to now bring him to Netflix to roast him.
Yeah, no.
His life's sad enough.
I think that's actually a very good point. I do. I was thinking of others like Shaq and Charles Barkley, but basically that show inside the NBA is a roast every night anyway.
Exactly. How many more jokes can be made about that?
I think what made Brady unique is that, A, there's just so much. There's so much stuff to make fun of. And, B, we are talking about, whether you like him or hate him, maybe the greatest of all time. And so there's something. Yeah. And then the other characters involved, like getting Bill Belichick there. By the way, speaking of jokes, I don't know if you saw this. Did you know that they made a Boomer Esiason joke on SNL?
They did. They made fun of him and
Sims
Leaving.
Did you hear it?
No.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I want everybody to judge if you think it's funny or not. A lot of people don't watch SNL anymore, mainly because it's stupid. Here is a joke on a Weekend Update about Boomer Esiason.
It was announced that both Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims are leaving CBS's The NFL Today. The former quarterback said they want to spend more time figuring out which one is which.
Hey, your thoughts?
I mean, lame joke. I think Gio wrote it for them because that's like a morning show joke. That's the problem with SNL. I mean, good for Boomer that he got mentioned. I guess any pub is good pub.
Sure. I mean, when you get mentioned on SNL, there's a relevance level to that. Absolutely.
I did actually watch the beginning of SNL on Saturday night. And I got to tell you, this Dua Lipa, overrated.
Well, she was hosting, right?
Hosting.
So what was her monologue like?
It just wasn't funny at all.
She's not a comedian. She's a singer.
I'm aware of what she does for a living.
And by the way, I'm defending her and I don't really know much about her. SNL sucks.
Yeah.
And I have been a loyal viewer of Saturday Night Live. I have tried to hang in there because of the cultural impact it's
had.
And I love the history of it. And I'm a cold open guy. Like, give me a political cold open, Al Gore's locked box. Give me all that crap. But they handed a script to Dua Lipa and said, read it. Your issue shouldn't be with her. It should be with the freaking writer.
She's still a performer and an entertainer, even if she's a singer. And then the first skit they go into, she's in like a recording studio. Can we play to something else other than your strengths as a singer?
What was the live, the open, the cold open? Political?
It wasn't even. It was just about her whole journey to get there.
That was the cold open? No, the cold open.
Oh.
They usually start with something political. Was it funny? Because that's all I watch SNL for.
Oh, yeah, it was about the Columbia protests.
Oh, okay. Was it funny?
Not particularly.
Yeah, that joke was lame, I have to admit. When we come back, we are going to explore a very important issue that I think every Knick fan needs to hear about before we start this series. You're about to take on a really good young player named Tyrese Haliburton. Okay? Had a great start to the season, had a hamstring issue, came back, wasn't as effective. Tyrese Haliburton's a good young basketball player. He was acquired by the Sacramento Kings a couple of years ago. There's nothing wrong with him personally. Okay? He'll become the enemy for a few weeks, but there is something unique about Tyrese Haliburton that we need to explore before this series gets underway. He has two voices. I don't make this up. This is real. We will expose it. We will analyze it. We'll try to figure out what the hell is going on with...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Knicks' new enemy, Tyrese Haliburton. Tonight at Madison Square Garden, it all begins again. The New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers rekindling their rivalry. Remember, it was a decade ago when the Pacers knocked out the Knicks in six, Roy Hibbert blocking Carmelo Anthony, and then obviously all the battles in the 90s, which we could endlessly talk about. So right now is this new phase, because if you're a casual Knicks fan or a casual basketball fan, maybe you don't know that much about the Indiana Pacers. Before we get to the basketball aspect of this series, we need to address something that, quite frankly, I think is really weird. Very, very strange. And that is this curious case of Tyrese Haliburton. He's got two voices. Now, you may hear me say that and say, what the hell does that mean? What do you mean he has two voices? We have pulled four clips of Tyrese Haliburton talking, okay? And you are going to hear Tyrese Haliburton in the middle of talking changing his voice for no reason. It's not like he's trying to be funny. It's not like he's imitating somebody. Literally, he sounds like a different guy. So we present to you clip number one of Tyrese two-voice Haliburton.
Yeah, I'm excited to add him. Obviously,
he came back. I was hurt, and then I tried to come back, and I got hurt again. And it's just been just trying to get my health right through this break. This break is going to be good for me. Hopefully, we're all healthy coming after All-Star break, and we can make a playoff push.
Did you hear that? Started off there very deep, and then went kind of light.
It's almost like a lawnmower that gets going.
Yeah. Here's clip number two of Tyrese Haliburton.
Every day's a little bit better. There's certain times in games where, you know, I might feel a little nag or something like that, but just got to get through the game. And I mean, listen, at the end of the day, if the 65-game rule wasn't a thing, I still try to be playing right now, trying to help us win games. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm feeling better every day and just trying to get through this break, get to the second half of the season.
You heard it there, right?
It is amazing.
He goes from, like, deep voice guy to more high-pitched voice guy. And it happens just, like, out of nowhere. Here's clip number three of Tyrese Haliburton.
I mean, at the end of the day, sports are about winning, you know, yeah. And I don't think we haven't played in necessarily super competitive games yet. I haven't made a playoff push as a team yet, you know, so I think if you asked around the league right now, they'd probably say our rival
is the Bucks,
yeah,
because of
yeah.
all the extra stuff that's happened this season. But, I mean, they're proven champions. I've never played a playoff game, so I don't want to call it a real rivalry yet, but I mean, I hope we play them in the playoffs and it could have a little bit more juice to it.
Yeah, then it went back.
That is bizarre.
It started, it went high, and then it went back to low again.
He sounds like Frank Caliendo having a conversation with two people doing impersonations.
He does, right?
That is crazy.
Sounds like a completely different guy. Here's the fourth clip of Tyrese.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, you know, in the series, and
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, you know, we're excited to go. But I'm not gonna do it. Go ahead. Not gonna do it.
How about that? I mean, this is constant on every answer. And what I've noticed is that it always starts low, and then it goes high. And then sometimes it goes back to low. Now, Tyrese Haliburton has been asked about this, okay? He has been put on blast. Pat McAfee asked him, he said, dude, what's up with the two voices? And he said, yeah, people tell me about that. I got no idea. I don't control it.
The only thing I could compare it to is I have something I could relate to this on.
Go ahead.
I don't have a standard eye color. My eyes change color.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique, very rare. And I wonder if that happens with voices with people, that what you don't have a standard go-to voice. You can't help it. It just changes.
Sean, I want to make this very clear about Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
I have no ill will towards him. I don't think any Knicks fan has ill will towards him. I am just identifying something really unique, right? With that said, You have talked to thousands of people.
Never once heard that.
I have. None of us have ever heard this.
Well, hold on.
A two-voicer?
I shouldn't say that. I have heard it, but I've heard it to people doing it like purposely.
No, that's not the same.
This is not the same.
Giannotti going into a Mike Francesa imitation is different than Tyrese Halliburton consistently changing his voice with no attempt to be funny. Like, he's just literally his voice changes.
Life is full of oddities and rarities. Some people have big junk. Some people have little junk.
You can't compare it to that.
There are, what do you call the conjoined twins? The people with two heads?
I think there is a phrase that I'm not sure if it's politically correct anymore, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, there are things in life that are unexplainable scientific, or maybe they are explainable scientifically, and maybe this is just one of those, and this guy has... Maybe there's a farmer in Nebraska that is the same thing, but because this is an NBA player in front of the media, we haven't seen it before.
Dude, We are on sports talk radio in New York City.
That's right.
We have come across many a people, many a caller, a lot of interactions. I have never once come across and had any interaction with that. That's a two-voicer.
That.
No, and I'm not
like
judging.
Like it's an octopus.
Dude, it's weird. I'm not judging the guy. Like, good for him. He seems like a really good dude, but it's freaking crazy. Like, does anyone else have this? You don't know anybody. Rosie, you've met a lot of people. Have you ever heard of a two-voicer?
No, I haven't. I wonder if this is like the Blue Lobster.
No. I just asked you if you've ever had interaction. Don't tell me a story about a lobster. Lukey, have you ever interacted with someone with two voices?
Absolutely not. A two-face, but not a two-voice. So I don't know what the hell the deal is. What?
What two-face did you come across?
It depends how much you drank and how dark a bar is. But you can wake up to somebody that doesn't have the same face.
That does remind me of a Seinfeld episode, yes. Remember?
They look better at the bar than they do in the LIR at 2:30 in the morning. Yes. I'll tell you that. No, a two-face. Somebody that tells you one thing and then says another.
That's
but as
different.
Far as the voice, I've never heard somebody do this. And then they talk like this.
That's the thing, man. It's such an extreme difference.
Especially in one sentence. When my wife's friend Renee drinks, she's a completely different voice.
Mm.
It's more high-pitched and squeaky.
Yeah, it's like they combine Marash and McMonagle into one person.
It really is. Think about it. Big Mac's got a deep voice. You have a high-pitched voice. Not saying one's better, but it would be like if you were doing a talk show, and all of a sudden you just switched into a different voice.
If they molded together like Flubber. Remember that movie with Robin Williams? And you'd be one, like, you know, talk show host.
It is so beyond odd, but... There has to be somebody else out in the world that exists. This is just the first athlete we've come across.
All right, if anyone calls in who's a two-voicer, please let me know. They will go to the top of the line because we need to analyze like their voice and if it's real or not.
How are we going to know they're not faking it?
We got truthful people
tough.
Out there. Honestly.
I think you could tell.
I would hope so. If you're listening right now and you don't have a two-voice, don't pretend you have a two-voice. Like, what does that really do for any of us? It just wastes our time. I'm curious if there is someone with two voices, and maybe they can explain it.
The oddest part, though...
Because I'm not judging you. I know it comes across like I'm mocking. I'm not mocking. I got no issue with Tyrese. In fact, starting out at 7:30, Tyrese is my guy. Love that guy.
Oh, jeez.
What?
The oddity, though, you said when he was asked about it, he said, yeah, people brought that up to me. I don't know. Like, he doesn't notice it?
He said he does not control it, and he doesn't notice it. This is what Tyrese has said publicly, because he has been asked about it. Which is, I don't know. And that's why, like, he's not doing something. He's not putting on a show.
No, it's just what he does.
It's literally a real thing. And I'm not saying it's bad. Like, it's fine. It's just, it's strange to me.
But I wonder if his whole family is a bunch of two-voicers that nobody noticed it.
No, maybe we have a doctor on the phone.
Oh.
He may be able to explain this.
And help your back.
Before we speak to said doctor, do you think that we will feel bad for... mocking, quote-unquote, Tyrese Halliburton?
No.
Do you think he's going to tell us it's a very serious condition and that we're horrible people for even bringing it up?
He's one of the better NBA players in the league, so if it's a serious condition, I'm not that concerned for him.
Bell's palsy is a serious condition.
And you know what? Frankly, now I get the pass with Halliburton. I was the only one concerned for Joel with his Bell's palsy.
And let's hear from Dr. Ron in Pearl River. Dr. Ron, is this a condition that Tyrese has?
It is. It's called upspeak.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a condition. It's actually caused in the throat. I have quite a few patients that have this. Huh. What happens is when you and I talk on a general basis after we finish speaking, sometimes our throats move up and down. And when they do, they're aptly lubricating the throat or the speaking nodule that's in the center of your throat. With him, one minute he talks, he's got a very moist throat, which brings his voice very high. When he doesn't have moisture in his throat, it brings his voice down very low. So it's actually a problem that we give medication for, but it's something that he does have, and it can be easily fixed by a speech pathologist to teach him how to actually finish his sentences. You'll notice it with a lot of people when they finish a sentence, they'll go, "Hey, guy." And it'll be really high at the end or really low at the end. That's because it's actually, it's a simple problem with moisture in your throat.
Interesting. Is there anything serious? Like if Tyrese is like, "I don't really care. Like my voice is different. It's unique." Is there anything serious attached to this? Like if he didn't have it treated?
No, absolutely not. And I bet you when he speaks, he always has a glass of water next to him.
You know what? I'm going to start noticing that. In fact, all of us as basketball fans, we should watch the post-game press conference, not only analyze everything Tyrese says, but let's see if he has water next to him.
By the way, most athletes have water next to them when they go to speak. We have water next to us during the show all the time.
That's a good point.
Everybody who speaks a lot has water next to them. So basically, I think what the doctor is saying is it's more than water. I think he needs voice lube.
What's voice lube?
Well, look, you could use lube for different actions in life.
There's a thing called voice lube?
Well, my assumption is if he's saying it's not lubricated properly, he needs KY jelly for the mouth.
Okay, so you just made this up, because I don't know if there is KY jelly for the mouth.
Not literally KY jelly, but I would think lube.
Interesting. It seems like Tyrese hasn't had it treated, because when he was asked about it, he could have said, "Yeah, I got this thing called up voice, it happens," or up speak, whatever the hell he said. But
undiagnosed. He's never seen a doctor.
Yeah, man, because he doesn't care. He's like, "Yeah, I go from low pitch to high pitch, to low pitch to high pitch." I can tell you right now, no matter what happens tonight at Madison Square Garden, I am locked in on NBA TV after this game. Because I just need to hear him analyze. "Madison Square Garden was really good. And then, you know, we scored a bunch. And then, you know, Josh Hart, you know, he's very over. And then, you know, Miles Turner in a big three."
And then you should watch a YouTube video on blue lobsters.
I still don't know where he was going with that.
Just a heads up, I watched game 6 Halliburton just now. There is no water on the table.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Did you notice the voice go up and down as well during that little media session?
No, I'm just looking at a still picture, but I went through the entire thing. There's no water anywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like he doesn't have it treated. We should probably do him a favor and let him know.
Sounds like a dehydration issue now more than anything.
And the blue lobster is one in 2 million, by the way.
Gotcha. Let's go to Adam. Adam in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time. So you actually pick up on what your environment is around you. Like my old boss was like, he was from Alabama. He was from the South. So when I started working with him and we were spending a lot of time, you know, working in the pizza place, we started saying y'all and we started talking like that. So maybe it's like a product of who he's around and who he's being interviewed by. I don't know. It's a thought.
Yeah.
And the other thing I gotta say is we got dudes, we got dogs. The Knicks are gonna do damage.
There you go.
Checks dudes, in the mail.
Dogs damage. Dudes, dogs damage. I didn't write a song today. I'm working on cutting down on my songwriting.
Wow. Thank God. That's... I thought for sure we were gonna get the Rangers hummed on the power play, and Mika scored 2 goals. He did. Yeah, so we're getting that today.
Well, the Rangers are very, very good. If you guys want to start writing music for the show, you're more than welcome to. I mean, that's a great idea, actually. Saved me a lot of time. So you should guys start doing that. One song every other day. Huh? I think that's a fair idea.
Evan's asking for more work again.
The truth is, Tiggy said something the other day, and it resonated with me. He said, "Evan, you have a problem." I said, "What's my problem?"
He's like, "Just one."
The AI songs, like, it's now become 6 times a day. 5 times a day, and I was cutting it down at the end of last week, but I learned something from the great Joe Beningo. First, I learned, always be careful because the microphone may be on. I learned that from Joe Beningo.
Or learn how to edit a podcast before uploading it.
If you haven't seen that, that's made some news that Joe, on his podcast, did not know it stopped recording, or it was recording. He thought it wasn't recording, and he started cursing out technology, and he was very frustrated.
And his cat.
It was great. And
my penis looked bigger.
He did not say that. But it's perfect Joe, because Joe is not a technology guy. But he always taught me. What was I talking about?
Less is more. I think you go for a less is more thing.
No. He quit smoking.
Okay.
And he quit smoking cold turkey. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen a human being do. Joe would smoke, I don't know how many packs of cigarettes a day, but a lot. He was a big-time smoker. Yuck you want, but he had a problem.
No, I know. I know. Just the picture and that taste in my mouth.
And I think it was health-wise. Like his doctor said, "Hey, you're going to have to stop." And most people, when they quit smoking, you know, they take the patch, they do it slowly.
Yeah, the gum.
Joe Beningo, cold turkey, said, "I'm done. I'm done." And I swear to you, you can ask him, has not smoked a cigarette since.
Thank God for drugs.
By the way, the Jets are worse for him. He couldn't quit them cold turkey.
I know. I wish we could. So what I realized was, not that I'm going to quit making AI songs, because I do think, you know, maybe 5% of the audience does like it, but I am going to put myself on a count where I'm only going to create 2 songs a week. That's it. 2 songs a week.
So like Luis Gil, we're going to have you on an innings limit.
Yeah, I'm on an innings limit. Okay. And if 2 songs a week is still a problem and I have this urge to do 3 or 4, I'm going to stop myself. Maybe I'll go down to 1 song a week. So for now, 2 songs a week. And I have not written a song yet. Now, if I get inspired by something that happens tonight in the Knicks game,
and
maybe I write
will.
A song.
And you will.
Maybe I will. Maybe I write something about the Mets. Maybe I write something about Tyrese Halliburton's 2 voices. I don't know. But I do want to be honest that I have a problem, and I am trying to correct it by putting some limits on myself.
Miles Turner dunked again, right in Loogie's face.
Wow. Trash-talking music right there.
I just channeling you.
I got you. Let's go to Nick in Queens. How you doing, Nick?
How you guys doing? Big time fan. I watch you guys all the time on my FedEx route.
Nice. Appreciate it.
Well, for tonight's game, I understand that the Pacers have beat the Knicks 2-1 in the regular season. Yeah, I know that's the regular season.
Yes, yes.
And Brunson averaged 35 points. Do you guys think that he averages more than that in this series with the supporting cast help?
How many did he average in the regular season, you said?
He averaged 35 against the Pacers.
Will
out of the
he average more than 35 in this series? That's a great question. Well, first of all, I think Aaron Nemhard is going to be the guy to defend them. So this idea that we're getting like Jalen versus Tyrese because they're friends and they play the same position, they're probably not going to guard each other very much. And I think Aaron Nemhard is really going to get that mission of trying to slow down Jalen Brunson. I think that Jalen will average, it's a good number, man, because I kind of think it's right at that number, if I had to guess. He's been on a rampage ever since he got off to that bad start over the first 2 games. Here's the other thing to keep in mind, and we're going to get into the keys, like literally, no joke, the keys to this series, what the Knicks have to do to win. But one thing that jumps out at me about the unique differences between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers is pace. Okay? Very simple. It's pace.
Ironic.
Oh, I wasn't even trying to do that, dude. I'm sorry. Oh, because the Pacers?
Well, why are you saying sorry for that? That was funny.
Nah, because it wasn't funny, and I would never try to do that. So my apologies.
Hold on. You just spent 5 minutes apologizing for being corny on songs. You have a good pun, and you apologize for that?
I don't think, because I didn't want to have a pun.
But it worked.
Oh, it didn't work, though?
It did.
Loogie, is that funny?
Not really, but that's what you say, no pun intended.
Yeah, but I didn't think about it. I forgot. Oh, yeah, the Pacers, right. Whatever. My point is, pace. Pace is a real key to this series because Indiana plays at a high octane pace.
Which is why the Pacers.
That is. Okay. You're driving me nuts, but it's all right. They play at a very high octane pace. And there's a few reasons why that is a complete no-no for the New York Knicks. Couple of reasons. Number one, the Knicks play at one of the slowest paces in the league. Number two, you don't want to run with Indiana. Indiana's a dynamic offensive team. They just are.
No, they and run as good at fast as, pace.
And if you're not playing in the half-court set where the Knicks can slow down this offense, they're very tough to stop. So number one, you cannot play at the Indiana Pacers' pace. If you play at their pace, while there's a better shot, Jalen will average more points because you have to go up and down the floor with them, that's not necessarily a good thing. You have to get the Pacers into a grind. And by the way, you know the easiest way to stop a high-paced team? Easiest way. Very simple basketball. Very simple. You know what you got to do?
Play defense?
Make your shots.
Oh, make your shots. That's true.
Play defense. Make your shots. Because if they take the ball out of the net, they can't play at that same pace. If Jalen Brunson's missing shots and now Miles Turner grabs the rebound and gets it out to Tyrese Halliburton and now they're running the floor, the Pacers are playing their game. And they're playing at that high-octane pace. The reason I bring this up is how many points per game Jalen Brunson scores may be overrated. Like, it's a great question, and it's interesting, especially if you're going to bet on it. But in terms of winning this series, you got to slog the Indiana Pacers. You got to make them play your brand of basketball.
You're not getting the Deuce McBride, Josh Hart threes in transition.
No, I mean, look, the Knicks can play that way, but I think they'll have a very tough time keeping up with them for 2 reasons. A, that's what makes the Pacers really good. And then number two, you're playing a 7-man rotation.
Right.
If you're playing at the Pacers' pace, which is breakneck speed, let's just do the simple, like, brain work on this. You're going to tire your guys out already more than they are. Like, it's one thing for a guy to play 45 minutes a night like Josh Hart is. Now imagine you're running up and down the court at the Indiana Pacers pace.
And
that's an unsustainable Pacers. unsustainable brand of basketball. What?
And the all-hustle rebound plays on the floor, I Hart, all of that isn't going to exist in a high-paced game. It's all junkyard plays.
Well,
and those were the separation plays in these tight games versus the Sixers.
Well, you know what's funny about that? You know what? We'll get into it right when we come back. The other keys to the Knicks winning this series, including taking advantage of one of their strengths and one of Indiana's biggest weakness. Plus, we'll address Obi Toppin. Are you guys going to treat him like he's the most horrible human being in the world as he walks onto the floor? I honestly think you have to. I think you've got to turn heel on Obi Toppin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.